Hi there, WGRT listeners. This is Jesse Wiegand with an edition of Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. We had a phone interview this morning with Dr. Rhonda Jundi Saman, board chair for the St. Clair County Community Foundation. Dr. Saman called in to tell us about the newly created COVID-19 Thumb Coast Regional Response Fund. Let's go to that interview and hear what she has to share.
So the Community Foundation decided to start a fund. We are calling it the COVID-19 Thumb Coast Regional Response Fund. It's a fund to try to support all those that are being impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic that's coming. It's still very early, obviously, in the stages, so we have no idea to the full extent that it will impact our community. We are asking the community to support this fund. Any person or corporation or organization that would like to help our community people. So the fund will basically try to help those that are hit directly through like closures of jobs, loss of benefits, obviously loss of wages, those people that don't have insurance or they don't get paid sick leave.
So this is actually relief provided by individuals in our community, like our local philanthropists supporting the community, neighbors supporting neighbors.
Absolutely. Neighbors supporting neighbors. Exactly. So the nice thing about this is it's a local control. It's a place that everyone trusts. You know where your money's going, and then 100% of it is going to go back. There's not going to be any admin fees. There's nothing. Whatever is donated is going to turn around and go back at some point. If we get to a point where it needs to be immediately dispersed, we will be able to have a quick turnaround on that money.
Great. And what's the best way for people to keep up to date with the progress?
They can follow, obviously, the website, the Community Foundation website. There will be a lot of talks about it. There's an area where you can apply for grants from that fund for those organizations that are on the front line. And you can donate through the website or you can call the Community Foundation.
Well, thank you so much. That sounds like a really encouraging development for our community and for people who are really anxious about what this is going to mean for them.
Thank you. I mean, we are trying to ensure that the Community Foundation donors, the grantees, the community partners are all working together, you know, in this vulnerable times to support the vulnerables. You know, they can be your neighbor and people that you work for or work for you. And, you know, we're all here in it together.
You can learn more about the Thumb Coast Regional Response Fund by visiting the Community Foundation's website at stclairfoundation.org. That's it for this edition of Limelight. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.